Hello and welcome to this week's message from Valley Church. Catch up on recent messages and find out what's happening in the life of church by heading to valleychurch.eu or follow us on social media. Enjoy the message.
Hey everyone, welcome once again. Thanks for tuning in to Church Online today, wherever you are. You know, it is getting harder and harder for us to distinguish between truth and fiction, between what's up and down, what's true north, when everyone wants to run around in different directions. You know, when the window to our world at the moment is usually through a screen or through a newspaper and not actually with real interactions with real people in real places of work. For many of us, that's the situation we find ourselves in. It can be hard, I'm sure you'll agree, to distinguish between what's fake news and what isn't. What's really going on? What's up and what's down? What's the right way through? Well, my Connect group at Valley Church, we have small groups that meet together in homes, and we've been meeting online as a Connect group just this last week, and we played a little game called Fact from Fiction, and we asked every member of our group to bring three pieces of interesting information about themselves, and the catch is that one of them is false, and we had to guess which one was false. You want to hear mine? Here are my three facts. They're all from the time I spent at Bible College in Hillsong Church in Australia. And why don't you, as I read these out, post in the chat which one you think is a falsehood, A, B, or C. So, A, I once played guitar in a church service of 1,000 people with my jeans split crotch to knee. B, I once shared a house with someone who had been an extra on Lord of the Rings, The Two Towers. Or C, I once crashed senior pastor of Hillsong Church, Brian Houston's boat. And while you're typing your guesses in, here are some funny fake news stories I found on the hilarious website, The Babylon Bee. How about this one? Of a heartwarming story of the sacrifice of a widow. I even heard it was triple ply. Or perhaps in the lockdown, your family has experienced some tensions. Well, this one has helped my marriage to no end. I know, I can't believe that didn't work either. How about this one? A soon-to-be-released Bible version, a new Bible version. Verily, verily, I say it's going to be awesome. Or my personal favourite. The struggle is real, people. Okay, so are you ready to hear the interesting fact about me that wasn't a fact at all, but was a falsehood? Well, here it is. The lie was that I have never crashed. The lie was I crashed Pastor Brian Houston's boat. I never crashed Pastor Brian Houston's boat, but I did break his jet ski once. That is true. Yes, I shared a room at Bible College with someone who was an extra on Lord of the Rings, The Two Towers. And yes, I did play for an entire worship service at Hillsong Church in front of around 1,000 people with my jeans split crotch to knee. And now that information is on the internet as well. Well, back to our situation and the challenges we face in figuring out true north, in figuring out true reason, in figuring out what's going on in the world, what's right, what's wrong, what's up, what's down, what's the way through. Well, God saw this coming, and the good news is that God has already given us everything we need to face it. God has already given us everything that we need to find our way through it. And if you're looking for a title for your notes today, you can write this down. Discernment, fact from fiction. Let's look at Philippians chapter 1, verses 9 to 11 together. It says this. It says, I pray this, that your love will keep on growing in knowledge and every kind of discernment, so that you can approve the things that are superior and can be pure and blameless in the day of Christ, filled with the fruit of righteousness that comes through Jesus Christ to the glory and praise of God. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for your word. Lord, I pray that it would be something today that we can walk away and apply to our lives in a significant, life-changing, effective, powerful way. God, may these words not just be a nice talk, but God, may they be fuel for us to follow you, fuel for us to change, fuel for us to find out more of your will for our lives and to walk in it every day. In Jesus' name, amen. So the key idea or concept I want to talk to you about today is this idea of discernment. Discernment is the ability to separate fact from fiction. Discernment is the ability to find true north when everyone's running in different directions. Discernment's to figure out which is up and which is down, what's right, what's wrong, what's the will of God for my life. Discernment helps you to hear and hone in on the voice of reason in the midst of a world that's making a lot of noise. The Bible, in one place, talks about discernment as a spiritual gift that helps us discern between different types of spirit. I'm not talking about that kind of discernment today. What I'm talking about is a general discernment that Paul says in Philippians we can all access, a discernment we can all grow in, a discernment, as I mentioned, that's about finding God's will, discerning truth in certain situations. King Solomon once asked God for wisdom, but the wisdom he asked for was so that he could discern right from wrong. 1 Kings 3 verse 9 says, "So give your servant an obedient heart to judge your people and to discern between good and evil." And, you know, if you read about Solomon's life, you know that if there was one person who could find a clear way through in an impossible lose-lose situation, no-win situation, Solomon was the guy who could get you through it. Romans 12 verse 2 says, "Don't be conformed to this age, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind so that you may discern what is the good, pleasing and perfect will of God." Discernment is about finding true north. It's about finding the way through. It's about knowing the will of God in any given situation. And so if you've ever faced a situation and you just didn't know up from down, you didn't know the right way through, you had a challenge and you had no idea how to persevere in it. If you've ever asked the question, where's God in this situation or what's his will for my life, then discernment is what you need. And I could keep explaining it to you, or I could demonstrate it to you. And I'm going to demonstrate it to you. So what I need you to do is turn your TVs or your devices up, try and keep the room as quiet as you can, and have a listen to this first track. And as you listen to it, I'm going to ask you a question afterwards. So here's my question. Could you hear the acoustic guitar? Could you hear the acoustic guitar? Probably not. It was probably quite a tricky thing to pick out the acoustic guitar in all of that noise. Well, let's listen to just the acoustic guitar on its own, same piece of music, but just the acoustic guitar. And after that, we'll listen to that first track again, and let's see if you still can't pick out the guitar, or let's see if some more of you can pick it out. Let's listen to that second track. Okay, so that was just the acoustic guitar isolated on its own. Try and have that in your mind as you listen again to the first track. Can you hear it now? I bet more of you could follow the acoustic guitar after you'd heard it on its own when the other instruments came in. We're going to listen one more time. Same piece of music, same song, but we're going to have just the acoustic guitar, then we're going to introduce the other instruments, and then we're going to take the other instruments out again so you've just got the guitar left. And try your best to track with that acoustic guitar all the way through this bit of the song. Thank you. Okay, so did you manage it? Did you track with the acoustic guitar all the way through? That's called discernment. That's called discernment. The ability to stay tuned to that acoustic guitar through the rest of the noise that happened is like discernment, where we stay tuned to the voice of truth, the voice of reason, the voice of God in the midst of a noisy world. In 1 Kings chapter 9, 11 to 13, it says that there was a loud wind, but God was not in the wind. There was an earthquake, but God was not in the earthquake. There was a fire, but God was not in the fire. After the fire, there was a voice, a soft whisper. That was the voice of God. And if we're going to have discernment, we need to learn to tune in. Like we did to that acoustic guitar, we need to learn to tune in to the still, small voice of God in the midst of a noisy world. God speaks in a still, small voice because he's always calm. God's always calm because he's always in control. We shout, we raise our voices when we're struggling to be heard, but God is always calm because he is always in control. The problem is not on his end, the problem is on our end. Can we focus in? Can we have discernment enough to pick out his voice from the crowd, to pick up his voice from the noise around us? Jesus says about himself in John 14:6 that he's the way, the truth, and the life. Speaking about the Holy Spirit, Jesus says in John 16:13 that the Spirit of truth, when he comes, he will guide you into all the truth. And so the Holy Spirit living on the inside of every believer, he's the one who guides you into all truth. And so the question is, are we going to listen to his voice on the inside of our lives? Are we going to hear the voice of God, that still small voice in the midst of the noise? Well, if we are, and our first point tonight, if we're going to pay attention to the voice of God, is we have to acknowledge the fact that discernment will help us to figure out the superior things. Philippians 1:10 says that we are given discernment so that you can approve the things that are superior. Discernment's essential because it helps us to figure out not just good from evil, but also great from good. And God wants what's best for you. He wants what's superior for your life. God wants the absolute best for you. He doesn't want you to settle. He doesn't want you to just settle for average. He doesn't want you to get complacent or to lower your expectation. He wants the absolute best for you. He gave you his best in his own son, Jesus Christ, who died on the cross for you. He wants the best for you. And discernment helps us to choose the best that God has for us every time. Not just good over evil, but great over good. The second thing that we need to acknowledge is that God wants us to pair our discernment with love. I'm told that when it comes to fancy food, multiple courses, you know, these really nice meals that you get in like Michelin star restaurants, I'm told that when you get these different courses, you can get what's called a wine pairing, where a very discerning individual called a sommelier takes these different wines and pairs each different flavor with the different course of food that you're eating. And it goes to such an extent that the wine and the food together creates a synergy that makes the course so much better than it would have been without it. That's what I'm told when it comes to pairing wine with food. But the truth is that God wants us, when it comes to our discernment, to pair it with love. To pair it with love. Verse 9 of Philippians 1 says, I pray this, that your love will keep on growing in knowledge and every kind of discernment. In other words, discerning people without love are just know-it-alls. They're just busybodies. They're the kind of people, you know, I feel like I'm quite discerning when it comes to food. And, you know, one of the things I judge other people on is if they ask for me to cook their steak well done. I'm like, you may as well just have roast beef. That's not how you're meant to have steak. If it's not red in the middle, if I can't still see the blood pulsing through the veins of my steak, then it's too well done. I'm not quite that bad, but my discernment when it comes to how I feel a steak should be cooked can become judgmentalism, and I judge other people for the decisions they make about their own lives. And the thing is, without love, discernment just becomes raw judgmentalism. We just look at other people and we judge their decisions because we're not actually trying to serve them out of a place of love. The Bible says that Jesus came in grace and truth, and the last thing that the world needs is more Christians or churches discerning without love. We need discernment and we need love if we're going to choose the superior things, if we're going to figure out the will of God for our lives. But the third thing and the final thing today is that discernment is learned in the quiet place. Going back to the music that we played earlier, just like that acoustic guitar was very difficult to hear in the midst of all that noise, but the more you listen to it on its own, the easier it became to hear it in the midst of the noise. The exact same thing is true when it comes to hearing God's voice in the midst of a loud world. We have to get alone with God if we're going to discern the still small voice of God in the midst of all the noise. It's so much easier to pick out that single instrument in the midst of a whole band when we've heard the single instrument on its own, when we've taken the time to be with that sound on its own. And ultimately, friends, if we haven't built, if we haven't cultivated, if we haven't established a pattern and a habit of spending time alone with God, hearing God on his own, if we haven't established that pattern, then we're never going to hear his voice in a crowd. We're never going to hear his voice when the challenge hits us. We're never going to hear his voice when the chaos of life is overwhelming us. We're never going to hear his voice when the threat comes. We're never going to hear his voice when we're being challenged by all sorts of different truth claims. We need to learn to hear his voice in the quiet place so that we can hear his voice in a crowd. That's what it means to be discerning. That's what it means to have discernment. Jesus, just before he made one of the biggest decisions of his ministry, just before he picked the 12 disciples, it says this in Luke chapter 6, 12 to 13. It says that during those days he went out to the mountain to pray, and he spent all night in prayer to God. When daylight came, he summoned his disciples and he chose 12 of them. Who would be the people through whom the gospel would reach the ends of the earth? Who would be the people that Jesus would choose to effectively establish those first churches around the world? It was the disciples. This was a big decision. And what did Jesus do? He needed to discern in the midst of all the options that he had. He needed to discern the will of God for that decision. And so he spent time alone with God. That wasn't the first time he did it. It wasn't the last time he did it. Jesus always retreated, always went to spend time alone with God when he needed wisdom on a decision. And friends, discernment is about spending time alone with God, hearing his still small voice in the midst of a quiet place before you need to hear his voice in the midst of the crowds and the noise. And so this is a really simple message, but hopefully an essential one for you. I think for you, this time of self-isolation and the lockdown is, you've never had more time than you have right now. There's never been a better time to establish this pattern of being with God, sitting down alone with him. A still small voice can speak in the quiet of that time. For others, this is not a quieter time. This is a more hectic time. Maybe you're now working from home and homeschooling the kids, or maybe you don't get to do that. Maybe you are still working. You're a frontline member of staff, or you're an essential worker. And because of that, maybe other people have been furloughed or other people are off sick and now you're carrying far more than ever before. And this is definitely not the easiest time to pick up this habit. I would still say this is the best time to pick up this habit. It's the most important time. You need this habit. You need to be able to pick out the voice of God in the midst of the chaos, in the midst of the rush, in the midst of the hectic situations you're facing. And you can only do that by cultivating a quiet space, a quiet time with God, learning his voice, hearing his voice, getting used to what he sounds like in the midst of the noise. That's discernment. And friends, here's a simple truth for you. It's better to spend 5 minutes alone with God, completely free of distractions, than it would be to spend an hour with your phone in your hand. It'd be better to spend just 5 minutes completely alone with God, robbing yourself, ridding yourself of all distractions, of all diversions, of anything trying to vie for your attention, it's better to spend 5 minutes completely isolated alone with God than it is to spend an hour with your phone at hand, able to be distracted by notifications, by demands, by other people who might need you. I want to encourage you at the end of this message to chase after discernment, because it leads you to the superior things. It leads you to the superior things, the best that God wants for you, not just the good, but the great. We have to pair it with love. We can't just discern truth and then throw truth in people's faces. We've got to discern truth and present it with love. We've got to be love to people. And we have to cultivate all this in the quiet place, to hear the still small voice in the midst of the noise, in the midst of the hurricane, in the midst of the fire, in the midst of the earthquake. God speaks in the still small voice. And as we learn, like we heard that acoustic guitar in the midst of the band playing, we can hear God's voice when he's speaking to us in intimacy, in isolation, with no distractions. Once we've learned to do that, we'll be able to hear him in the noise. In Jesus' name.
Thanks for listening. We hope you've enjoyed this message. If you've been impacted by it and would like to respond by choosing to follow Jesus, we'd love to help you to do that. One of our pastors would love to be in touch with you. Why not email response@valleychurch.eu or head to valleychurch.eu/next-steps to discover more. We're so excited for your future. Be blessed.